أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
رمضان. There are three parts to Ramadan. The first third, the second third, and then the final third. The first 10 days, the second 10 days, and the last 10 days. The first Ashura, the second Ashura, and the third Ashura. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The first Ashura, the first third, with Allah's fadl, blessings, with well-being passed. The second Ashura, again Allah's rahmah, mercy, blessings He gave to us. And with His generosity, He bestowed it to us. And now we are in the third Ashura, the final third of Ramadan. Now, the whole of Ramadan, Ramadan is immersed in Allah's mercy. In other words, imagine the rewards, untold mercies, untold forgiveness, immense forgiveness. The human being cannot even think, contemplate, cannot even reach to thinking full of hikmah, wisdom, and ni'mas. Such a great month, the complete month. The whole of Ramadan, if we look at the summary of it or the learning of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this final third. In other words, from the first third, then the second third, and then the whole of Ramadan. If you take the whole of Ramadan in its key brief summary, it has been inserted or put into this final third. It's placed in this final third. So it's so important, this final third of Ramadan, that the whole of Ramadan, if you gathered it, yes, gathered it together, it's there, the summary of it in this final third. And if we look at it in this way, that the person who takes the final third, then he's taken the whole of Ramadan. Subhanallah. Yes? Whoever gathers and achieves the final third of Ramadan, he's attained the whole of Ramadan. Yes? This shows how the final third is the key for the whole of Ramadan. And in these 10 days, in the last Ashura, Allah Ta'ala has put the whole summary of the 10 days. So the last third is the summary of the whole of Ramadan. And the summary of the last 10 days, Allah has put in itikaf. Yes, the seal, or you can say the concentration of these last 10 days is in itikaf. In other words, so we summarize again that the whole of Ramadan, if we condense it, it's in the final third, and the condensation of the final third, all of it, Allah Ta'ala has inserted into one ibadah, which is itikaf. In other words, that all of the enlightenment, all of the light, all of the nur and benefit and condensation and the summary of Ramadan is attained in Ramadan, in itikaf. So if we think that how much spirituality there must be in itikaf, and what itikaf will be, and what reward Allah Ta'ala gives for itikaf, that person who attains itikaf, then he has attained the whole of Ramadan. So what we realize here is that how important is itikaf in this month. It's so important that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never left itikaf, never discarded, abandoned itikaf. Now itikaf, the beauty of itikaf, where is it present? All, if we take now, condense itikaf now, this ibadah, then it is all present in seclusion. Yes, all of the beauty of itikaf is in seclusion. So if we see now, where that before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, before the Nabuwah with the prophethood was revealed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before revelation came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to leave Makkah and he used to go to the Jabal al-Nur, and he would go to a cave and he would go into seclusion, and he adopted this practice. So he would leave the city of Makkah and he would go out onto the mountain and he would go into seclusion. Look at where itikaf came from. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he preferred isolation, seclusion, and he would take a few belongings with him and he would go and stay in the cave on the mountain. And then when he'd finish his stay, he would descend from the mountain and go back to Makkah, then gather some more belongings, then return. And this was the habit of the Prophet ﷺ before the revelation came, before prophethood was given to him. And what was there? The Prophet ﷺ's ibadah, at that time there was no salah, there was no Quran. The Prophet ﷺ in seclusion, he had one ibadah, that all he did, he was focusing and concentrating on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just focused on Allah, focused on his Lord, his qalb and Allah. That was the connection, which we call today maraqabah. So maraqabah is the initiation of maraqabah. This is the real maraqabah. This is where it started. In Naqshbandi silsila, in the Naqshbandi order, maraqabah is very important, essential. All of the levels, spiritual levels in this silsila, they are attained via maraqabah. And all the asbaq, the lessons, all of the asbaq, all of them are based on, founded on maraqabah. So from maraqabah, a person ascends. Without maraqabah, there's nothing. In maraqabah, you're not doing dhikr, ibadah, you're not doing anything. Maraqabah, all you're doing is focusing, concentrating. Your mind, your focus is on your Rabb, your Lord, the Creator. In other words, it is a state of isolation, seclusion, and it's very important for a person, this is. Very important for a person to become a muttaqi. Muttaqi. Allah Ta'ala said this in the Quran. Remember, when Allah Ta'ala praised Ramadan, that this whole month I'm giving you for just this reason, so that you can become muttaqis. And you cannot be a muttaqi human being unless he develops this state within him, khalwat, of focusing on Allah. If he doesn't start to hold dare, being on his own, seclusion, just like Rasulullah, the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to the revelation, he did this action because a great mission was to be given to him. A great time was to come. So there, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when then Jibreel alaihi wasallam, he came, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in that state of seclusion and remembrance of his Lord. Then Jibreel alaihi wasallam gave the message that you are the Prophet. Allah Ta'ala has sent you as his Rasul, and you are to give da'wah of this kalima, you are to invite, you are to propagate. So, and then he recited, Iqra, read. Rasulullah said that I am not educated, I'm not literate. Then he stated again, Bismi Rabbika, Subhanallah. Jibreel alayhi salam said that Iqra, you are educated, you don't need to educate now, you just have to say one thing, Bismi Rabbik, give the name of Allah, recite the name of Allah, and then see what happens. Bismi Rabbik, Iqra Bismi Rabbik, just say Allah. Soon as he said Allah, Subhanallah, the whole universe unlocked. The whole universe unlocked, and the Quran was being revealed onto the blessed heart and chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole color of the universe changed with the name of Allah, and the doors in the heavens opened, and all of the nur and the light started to descend from the heavens onto the earth. And the pivot, the focal point, the headquarters of that revelation was the beloved, blessed heart of the Prophet ﷺ. Before this, what a great task that was given to the Prophet ﷺ. And towards which direction was he taken? Before that, he went towards seclusion. Seclusion. Being on his own. So when a person becomes a muttaqi, in his habit, in his lifestyle, he has the preference for seclusion. Ramadan, subhanAllah, has made us practice everything which links to taqwa. Every single sign and factor and element of taqwa is nothing that Ramadan has not refreshed. The whole subject of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us in Ramadan, and He has allowed us to embrace it. So taqwa, the most important factor here, element, is that Allah ta'ala's deen, Allah's mercies, Allah's blessings, Allah's fadl will come onto the muttaqi when the muttaqi, when he likes to implement seclusion, isolation, when he likes to detach himself from noise and clamor and glow, and he prefers being on his own and seclusion and to link up with his Lord. So for a muttaqi, Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan and He has given us itikaf. Subhanallah. That when the man sits in itikaf and he tries and makes effort to acquire taqwa, and when he adopts that method, that he starts to love the seclusion and being on his own in isolation, then without anything else needed, then he will attain that goal. So a person cannot become the muttaqi without having that love and desire for practically implementing isolation, seclusion. So the person who wants to be on his own, when he holds that dear connecting to his Lord in seclusion. So seclusion is such a thing that when a person is lonely on his own, it connects a person to his Rabb. But remember one thing, that this is Ramadan and there's itikaf. In itikaf, this is being rehearsed and it's been explained how important this action is for a muttaqi to become a muttaqi, that a person should hold dear being on his own, seclusion. But our deen isn't a deen of seclusion, that when we come out of Ramadan, then we'll stay in itikaf. Because the muttaqi, what does he have to do? Is to implement. So for example, it's not that you can just wrap yourself in a garment from all sides and go into seclusion of Ramadan. This is not our deen. Our deen is a societal deen, social deen, social intercourse. We have to live in society, we have to live amongst others. Our deen, it teaches us how to live in society. And on top of that, it teaches us the adab, the mannerisms, etiquettes for this, for that person, the rights of people, this person's rights are this. And the person who doesn't fulfill the haqooq is not a muttaqi. So we realize two things here. That on one side, we're given the lesson of seclusion, being on one's own, connecting to his Lord. And on the other side, the deen is saying, you have to fulfill the rights, societal rights. If you love and hold dear, seclusion. What about wife, children, home? Yeah, you'll have to leave that to become the muttaqi. So you have to acquire taqwa. Attain taqwa. And all lifelong, then stay in itikaf, do we? So then where will the rights go? The rights of the people around us. And the biggest thing is haqqul ibad, haqqul of society, through which a person gets elevation and progression. So what is being taught here? Actually, in itikaf, we're not being taught that we should detach ourselves from the world and just go onto a mountain, into a jungle. The Prophet ﷺ did go on the mountain. He did embark on that. And he did go into seclusion. But then when he was given the deen, then he came back towards the creation. He spread the deen. La ilaha illallah, the kalima. He introduced this kalima and verse to the whole of mankind. Subhanallah. So, seclusion, itikaf, this practice, the meaning isn't that we just sit permanently in seclusion in the room and we just do ibadah and Allah Ta'ala is saying no. There's another lesson that this is given to us. That we don't just continue that ongoing. The lesson we're being given is that in seclusion you stay, and you should hold dear being on your own, and this is the way for you to progress, which we call maraqaba. But what seclusion is that? That we are practicing, that we are rehearsing? What is that? That there should be the remembrance in the heart. In the heart. So your heart should be attached to your friend, our Rabb, and our hands and body is living in the world. So we're not being taught to physically go into hiding. Rather, the heart should be in hiding. Now, remember this couplet, verse. That there could be thousands of attractions around us. Thousands of jalwas. Thousands of attractions and things that are attracting us. But even then I stay in khalwat, in seclusion, because I have made a relationship between my Rabb and my heart. So since my heart has got a relationship with my Rabb, you should make your heart like this. That you could have a thousands of attractions around you. There's a majma, a gathering. You could be in your shop. You could be present amongst your wife and children. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, there's a hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Rasulullah sallam was always attached to Allah. He was always thinking of Allah. There was not a moment that he wasn't attached to Allah. He sat with his wives, his family, and everything occurred at home and all of the family and household issues. But there wasn't a second that he was detached from his Rabb. So what is itikaf? That there could be thousands of things going on around us, but even then I'm focused on my Rabb. Subhanallah. There could be, you could be working at your business place, in the shopping center, the marketplace. But itikaf is teaching us what? That the heart should be secluded. That you should teach your heart to be detached from the world. You can go into society, but your heart should not be detached from Allah's remembrance. Your heart should not be negligent. Your heart should not be lazy. There could be thousands of things going on around you. Thousands of attractions. But even then I'm in the khalwat, because my heart has attached to and got a connection with my Lord in such a way. Subhanallah. That's why itikaf, this is the summary of itikaf. So a muttaqi, a person with taqwa, he acquires that through itikaf. So he's not sitting in the corner, he's present in the world, he is implementing his business, his wife and children are present, but his heart, subhanAllah, just like Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, but his heart always is focused on Allah, turning to Allah. How can this occur? That when a person, a human being, when he puts Allah's name, remembrance into his heart, when he detaches his heart from the dunya, when he'll hold dear seclusion of that, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go to Jabal al-Nur, and then he would come back in the same way Allah Ta'ala has given us in Ramadan practice. That you, why are you ghafil? Why do you forget Allah? Why are you negligent? Why are you ignorant? The reason for this is that the reason for becoming ghafil, the reason is this, the reason for forgetting Allah isn't that you run your business or you have to work or you're an employee or you live amongst your wife and children. No, the reason for this is that your heart is detached from your Lord. Your heart is not focusing on your Lord. If you focus your heart towards Allah and you connect your heart to Allah, then your wife and children won't give you loss. The dunya won't give you loss. Nor will your shops and business premises give you loss. Nor will the world, people around you, nor will wealth. But if your heart is attached to Allah, connected to Allah, remembering Allah, there should be nothing in your heart apart from Allah. This is the summary of itikaf. And itikaf, this is the summary of the whole of Ramadan. That's why all of Ramadan, the complete seal and summary of Ramadan, comes in the final ashra, the final 10 days. And the final 10 days seal and condensation comes in itikaf. And the person who learns this from Ramadan, alhamdulillah, then he may be on his own. He is remembering Allah. He could be outside, but he's remembering Allah. He prefers seclusion. And seclusion is the seclusion of the heart. Detaching the heart from what's around it. That's why we're taught that always Allah's remembrance should be in our heart. I was a pious elder, and he used to also give remedy. And he was sitting giving remedy, and an individual passed by him, and he said, "The Hazrat, respected elder, Sheikh, that you give remedy, do you cure? He said, yes, I cure. He said, can you cure the heart? Give remedy of the heart. He said, tell me, what is the disease of your heart? What's the sickness in your heart? What's the issue? I can give the cure. He said, that if I tell you the sickness, will you cure it? He said, yes, I will. He said, that in my heart I've got the desire for sins. How shall I enlighten my heart? He was tabib, a physical physician, but internally he was also a wali Allah, internally. So he said that the cure that I give for the physical body, that's difficult to implement that for your spiritual heart disease. Your cure is very easy. The solution I give is very difficult, but for you the solution is simple. He said, is it easy? He said, very easy to cure this malady. That if you want to eliminate the sins and the darkness, and you want to eliminate the hard heart, then I'll give you the solution. He said, what's that? He said, go into seclusion and connect yourself to Allah, submit to Allah, and your heart will become the absorbing of Allah Ta'ala's tajalli, of Allah Ta'ala's nur, all of His light. So this is the lesson of itikaf. When a person sits 10 days and he totally focuses on Allah, look, in itikaf doesn't mean that you're going to itikaf, first charge your phone up and put that in front of you, and all of the worldly things in front of you, then start talking down the phone line. Yes, what are you doing? Oh, I need to do this. Then give instructions for business from there and talk to your family and your friends. Okay, fair enough. If you don't do that, then you start looking at things on your phone, on the screen. Itikaf, the telephone, even looking at the telephone, even deeni, religious things, no. Don't do that. Don't look at anything on the phone. I say to my friends who come into the itikaf, who come to the itikaf, that listen to itikaf. Don't look. Listen. You should be focused. Yes, you can hear dhikr, but not looking. No such thing should there be to distract you. Otherwise, you will cancel the objective of the itikaf. If you focus, if you move your focus from Allah and focus on other things, in itikaf, Allah has instilled such barakah, alhamdulillah, that in these 10 days, maraqabah. This is 10 days of maraqabah. You know, like we sit in maraqabah, half an hour, do 10, 15 minutes maraqabah, 20 minutes maraqabah. And some people, alhamdulillah, from evening till morning, they used to do maraqabah. They were such pious elders, pious predecessors. So itikaf of is 10 days of maraqabah. And Allah is enabling us to do this maraqabah. It's no one else. Allah is enabling this maraqabah in itikaf. Subhanallah. So What is the result of maraqabah? When a person comes out of itikaf, you know, people sit for 30, 45 minutes in maraqabah, they concentrate on their lessons and do maraqabah, alhamdulillah, then they are immersed and focusing on their latifas, on their lessons, and the nur and the light, it comes, and the benefit comes, 10, 15 minutes, even 5 minutes, and a person, he is overwhelmed, mashallah, he benefits from that. So this maraqabah, Allah Ta'ala is enabling the maraqabah of the 10 days of itikaf, subhanAllah. So we'll have a great and fantastic level and status. Allah, what reward must Allah give on this action? Yes, that subhanAllah, that a muttaqi, he attains everything through the itikaf. So itikaf is in Ramadan, yes. Yes, so all the tajalliyat, all of the rewards and the blessings, the muttaqi he acquires in that time in itikaf. And the, you can say the compensation for itikaf is maraqabah. So itikaf is done in Ramadan in the last 10 days. After Ramadan, the itikaf is maraqabah, in the form of maraqabah. Whenever you feel that you want to, you're out of Ramadan, you want to do itikaf, then do maraqabah. Connect your Lord with your Lord. Whatever you get in itikaf, in the final days of Ramadan, you will attain in maraqabah. So itikaf, if we were to condense it, then what it teaches us is that connect your heart to your Lord. No other purpose. That's it. It's not a specific ibadah. In itikaf, there's no ibadah. A person can spend the time, 10 days. For example, you could read Quran, do tasbihat, repetition of prayers, whatever you want to do. Any good deed in itikaf, nothing external, a worldly action. That's how you can pass the time in itikaf in the 10 days. But the best way to use the time in itikaf is to close the eyes and do maraqabah, connect to the Lord, to Allah. That's why people sit in itikaf for this purpose. Yes, for men and for women, for both. So, itikaf, The rewards, Allah Ta'ala gives cash reward, cash, fresh rewards. Allah Ta'ala says that a person who's doing itikaf, he gets immediate and cash reward in the form of Laylatul Qadr. That every mu'tikif who sits, who's in itikaf, in the odd nights, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. In these nights, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala's rewards descend onto the hearts. Allah Ta'ala's nearness, and these rewards come for that person. This is the reward of itikaf. In the same way, this is the reward of itikaf. That the mu'tikif who's doing itikaf, alongside that, Allah Ta'ala continues to give him rewards. Yes, the person who sits, and he sits from on the 21st night, the first night of itikaf. After that, the 23rd, another reward is attained. Then the 25th, he gets a reward. On the 27th, he gets rewarded. On the 29th, complete and full. Yeah, he becomes a muttaqi, totally and complete. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this is the consequence that after itikaf, he becomes the muttaqi, the individual. Now, Laylatul Qadr. What's in Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr. So now we can understand the reality, the benefit of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. That subhanAllah, that it comes into the heart. And everybody attains that, alhamdulillah. Every person who does itikaf, he attains that. Laylatul Qadr. He attains it. He acquires it. And acquiring Laylatul Qadr is this, that his heart becomes enlightened. SubhanAllah. And from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he receives the blessings from Allah, the mercies from Allah. And the heart has total capacity and ability to absorb that and receive that blessing from Allah. It's a great ibadah, seclusion. And Ramadan has made us practice this. And this is the condensation, the summary of itikaf that I've explained. The summary of itikaf is maraqaba, seclusion. And so he's become the muttaqi now. So when he now departs and leaves Ramadan, after Ramadan ends, we have to do those same actions that we did in Ramadan, during Ramadan. And after Ramadan, we have to repeat them. Yes? So if we break those actions, then the taqwa will end. So the intention for sitting in itikaf, the condition was seclusion, isolation. And so Allah Ta'ala, same way, the condition after Ramadan to remain as a muttaqi, we need to continue that seclusion, the isolation, in the form of maraqabah. Detached from the dunya. We should approach a kamil wali Allah, a complete friend of Allah, and learn maraqabah. You can't do maraqabah on your own. You can't do it. And don't go to those who are incapable and they'll say, I'll enable you and teach you. If he hasn't done himself, then what will he tell you? There are many people who are Naqshbandi sheikhs, they don't have sabak. They didn't get any asbak. They say, we are Naqshbandi and I host dhikr. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. These people are not genuine. They're not genuine. Maraqabah, only that person can teach who himself has learned maraqabah from a kamil wali and he's done maraqabah in his company. Remember this. Remember this point. And he sat in his sohbat in the company of the sheikh himself and he's done maraqabah physically. So if you want to continue maraqabah after Ramadan, then you need to take this barakah in the same way that just like in itikaf, the 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night, 29th, that you get the rewards of Laylatul Qadr. Alhamdulillah, when you leave Ramadan at the end, when you leave Ramadan after the end, then when you do maraqabah and sohbat the sheikh in the company of the sheikh, those same anwarat and the same blessings and mercies that were attained in itikaf in Ramadan will come to the heart. The connection is through the same action. The tasawwuf, the connection is being refreshed during Ramadan, subhanAllah. All of these things that we need to bring into our physical life. So the itikaf, when do we get the same habits of itikaf? You get by doing maraqabah, just like the Prophet ﷺ did in the cave of Hira on Jabal al-Nur. He did maraqabah, it's not a minor action. So to attain that, we have to go to a Naqshbandi sheikh. We need to acquire his company and spend time in his company. So there's a big difference. Doing maraq by yourself and doing in the company of the sheikh, massive difference. So itikaf tells us this, informs us this, gives us a lesson that the life of the muttaqi is this, that he lives in the world, among society, yes, and he has to complete the rights of people, fulfill the rights. Islam doesn't teach us that we sit in the corner of our houses and hide in the khanqah. No, we have to fulfill the rights. We have to get married, children will be born, run the business, earn from our hands. Yes, a hand should be occupied in the world and a heart attached to Allah. Your hand should be busy, your body busy in the world, but your heart attached to Allah. This is what itikaf teaches us. Is preparing the muttaqi. Ramadan is preparing the muttaqi that you have to do this after. So after doing this after, that's why Allah Ta'ala has not eliminated this action. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has given us maraqabah so we can continue the action of itikaf. Go to a friend of Allah, a sheikh, learn maraqabah from the sheikh. And the same itikaf that you will be able to continue to do for the rest of your life. The same fuyuz and blessings that you're getting in itikaf in the end of Ramadan, Allah will give you via maraqabah. Connecting your heart to your Lord. So in itikaf, you got the feeling of the presence in front of your Lord. Yes, we know this, isn't it? So in the same way, the human being, what he should do is that just like through the whole of Ramadan, the light of Ramadan, a person attains in itikaf at the last third of Ramadan. Same way, if we want that light and that blessings for the rest of our life, then we need to get that via maraqabah. Yes, just like we sat in itikaf, we get that in Ramadan. So when a person, after Ramadan, for the rest of his life, their learning of itikaf is that he attains that same blessing via maraqabah. This is the reward Allah Ta'ala gives. So this is the meaning of this final third of Ramadan, the last Ashra. Allah has made it so valuable that in this a person should learn the presence of, learn the feeling of that he's in the presence of his Lord. His heart should be attached to Allah. Heart should be connected to Allah. His heart should be experiencing the magnificence, the splendor, the brilliance of Allah. He sees the magnificence. He sees the splendor. So how can this be? How can this come about? That, for example, I used to go to my Hazrat Shaykh when I used to go to Hajj or Umrah or Ramadan. And I saw Hazrat Sahib's practice. My blessed Shaykh used to sit in front of the Kaaba, right in front of the Kaaba. All night long, all day long, Hazrat Sahib would be sitting there eating, no drinking, nothing. And maybe just for a little while he would leave the haram, 11 p.m., 12, midnight, for an hour or two, then he would come back to the haram. And what was his ibadah that I saw? What was his worship? Maraqabah. Maraqabah. Totally in front of the Kaaba, Baytullah, he would bow his head down and he would focus and remember his Lord. How could, did he have the energy without eating, drinking during the day? The reason for this was that we look at the Kaaba, Allahu Akbar. But he is looking at the owner of the Kaaba via the magnificent splendor and brilliance of Allah. Our focus and sight is on the Kaaba. His sight was on the magnificence and the splendor of Allah. So, whoever experiences the magnificence and splendor and the brilliance of Allah, that person himself is an example of nur and light and guidance. So, do you understand what I'm saying? So this is itikaf, the reality of itikaf that teaches us seclusion so that we can become muttaqis. Allah says, I gave you Ramadan to become the muttaqi. I've given you all of the ability and the means to become a muttaqi. Allah has given us that during Ramadan. He's taught us a great ibadah, seclusion. Allah says, I love the person and we should hold that dear. So just like we attain everything in seclusion during Ramadan and itikaf, Allah says, when you go to the world, adopt seclusion, but not sitting in the corner of a room, rather the seclusion of the heart, detach the heart. And that, subhanAllah, I remember a few couplets, that even if there are thousands of attractions around me, but even then I'm in seclusion. Even if there are thousands of attractions around me, I'm still in seclusion because my heart has established a connection with my Rabb. May Allah Ta'ala give us such a connection of our heart that there are thousands of distractions, attractions of the world and the glitter and the glow of the world and the comforts and luxuries. But even then I'm there physically, but in reality I'm not there with my heart. I'm there physically, but in reality I'm not. I am in reality with my Rabb. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المؤمنين دعوة ياسين الحبيب المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد
والحمد لله رب العالمين.